right, welcome to the Instant Reaction Podcast, presented as always by Exile Brewing Company. You're going to be drinking a lot of Exile beers tonight. I can promise you that. I'm going to crush some Exile beers after Iowa State's 38-31 win over number 3 Oklahoma. The first time Iowa State has defeated Oklahoma since the year 1990. What do you say about today? Holy mackerel. You know, just put yourself like where you're at as a Cyclone fan on Monday. And if I would have told you, hey, a guy named Kyle Kemp is going to start at quarterback, Jacob Park's not going to make the trip, and after that offensive performance against Texas where Iowa State only mustered up 7 points, they're going to score 38 points, go for 449 yards. A third-string quarterback's going to go 18 for 24 for 343 yards and 3 touchdowns and knock off the number 3 Oklahoma Sooners. Nobody saw this one coming, folks. I think that's the most surprising event I've ever covered. It is. That's the most surprising Iowa State sporting event I've covered. And I've been pretty much covering the teams since 2003. I think this is a more... I don't like comparing wins. They're all special in their own way. This one was more shocking than 2011 versus Oklahoma State, though, in my opinion, based off of the week that this program has gone through, not knowing who its quarterback would be. Multiple quarterbacks. You saw Joel Lanning play quarterback today. Kyle Kemp play quarterback today. Really, just an incredible effort. I tweeted this at halftime when Iowa State was still down, that Matt Campbell really won me over last year when they lost to Oklahoma. And the reason I say that, not to be like a loser mentality or anything, but you could watch that team play Oklahoma last year, and there wasn't they kept grinding. They kept fighting. It was really a spirited effort, even in a loss, where I'd seen these Iowa State teams in the past really just kind of fold against the Sooners, and they didn't do that. And you kind of saw that just continue to build today. And in the second half, it was just incredible. I mean, everything went Iowa State's way. You had guys making plays. You didn't have the drops. A few penalties go your way. Oklahoma had that crucial fumble in the third quarter that I thought really changed this thing around. And then again, you have a kid named Kyle Kemp to go 18 for 24 out of nowhere. It was just an incredible day. It was really special for me. I got to watch it with my dad, which was awesome. I don't get to watch many Iowa State games with my dad because I'm usually in the press box or he lives 3 hours away, so I don't really get to watch away games with him. And I got to sit there and watch the entire game with my dad and my mom. And that was pretty special for me. My daughter was there, and it was just really, a memorable day. What I love about it the most, and guys, we'll have all the next week to talk about the X's and O's and the stats, and we'll do that on Cyclone Reaction coming up here quickly. But it's just, it's kind of a cliche. Like, I think the word culture gets tossed around way too much in sports. I think a lot of people talk about culture and they don't really know what it means, like a culture win, or, you know, you hear it all the time. But that's what this one felt like. Everybody from fans to the coaches to the players was disappointed after that Texas game. And then you go through a week where we still don't really know everything with Jacob Park. I'm assuming we'll learn more here in the next week. But the guys stuck together, and that was as much of a team win as you'll find. And that's a culture-type deal. It was pretty incredible. I want to just look at some of the highlights from today here on the Exile Brewing Company Instant Reaction Podcast. David Montgomery heavily involved in the game plan today. He had 17 carries for 55 yards, but really important in the passing game. 7 receptions, 89 yards on 8 targets. Have to love that. Trevor Ryan was phenomenal. He ripped off the 57-yard touchdown reception. He had 99 yards of receiving. And then, gosh, what can you say about Joel Lanning, Iowa State's just absolute stud. He ran the ball, he blocked, threw some passes. He had 8 tackles on the day for Iowa State. He recovered a fumble, he had a sack. He was phenomenal. And he got so much love on social media too. And can you even fathom that, guys? that Iowa State has a guy playing quarterback and middle linebacker in the Big 12 Conference in the same game, like regularly. It's insane. Just absolutely incredible. Looking ahead now, Iowa State gets Kansas next, and this is a great it's a really great opportunity for Iowa State to string a couple of these in a row, and then you have a road trip to Texas Tech the week after, which is another winnable football game, and this big opportunity. Iowa State opened a lot of doors for itself today, right back in the bowl conversation now. And you know, how do you handle the success? The big story, you guys want to know the macro story today? It's we saw how the program responded in 2011 to the Oklahoma State win, and it really didn't do anything after it. How do you bounce back from this? How do you respond to this game where you're a 31-point underdog? There wasn't even a money line in Las Vegas. And you win this on the road, you quite possibly knock the Big 12 out of playoff contention. Still really early in the year, a lot can happen. I get that. But like, how do you... Like, does this help recruiting? Like, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at, like, macro level. What happens from here? We'll find out. This year, Exile Brewing Company Instant Reaction Podcast. We'll have a lot more coverage. I know Jared Stansbury's working on some stuff. I'll have a column up later. I know Rob Gray's going to write a column. We'll have all sorts of coverage for you guys. On this historic day in Iowa State football history, 38-31 over number 3, Oklahoma. I'm going to be going on the Cyclone Radio Network here momentarily for more post-game. 100.3 The Bus in Des Moines. Jack Whipper and I will welcome your call. Steve Prohm is going to join us as well. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on Facebook Live. We appreciate it. A lot more podcasts coming your way here in the coming days.